This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. And parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
All right, you better you bet BetQL. Wonderful Wednesday. Nick Costos, Ken Barkley gave you Survivor thoughts just now. Now it is time to get you up to speed on the notable line movement as we careen into week six with this edition of It Moved.
I think it moved. I think it moved. I think it moved.
It moved.
It's like this beat and the he's a slap opening guitar riff will make me laugh. They'll time immemorial. Just
Hall of Fame YBYB music. Love it.
Dun 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 dun.
I think it moved.
It's so ridiculous. The he's a slap guitar riff is also something. Ridiculously funny.
Oh yeah, he's a slapper.
That's great. I was talking, Ken, we'll get to the line movement in a second, but I was at the New York City offices, like the WFAN, CBS Sports Radio, Odyssey headquarters today. I met our pal Jesse Linares, one of the executive producers with Odyssey. Met him today for the first time.
Former ESPN great.
Yeah, of course, love our guy Jesse. And I think we kind of came, like, he asked, I forget what the question was, but like, I want to give him full credit here. Like, he gets the credit regardless of whether I can remember this or not. He said something and it was like, oh, I think that makes a lot of sense. I think I'm going to turn he's a slap moving forward into half, probably like a Nick Costos complaint vehicle, and more like at least half of it will be, here's who screwed you this week. Like, with even if I didn't make a bet, it's like, okay, this person screwed you. So it's like Nick Costos becomes the voice of the people as opposed to just, you know, BSing and moaning about his own lost bets. So we have that.
But still NFL, still NFL, because you were like personal. And I was like, so wait, like the guy that helped me at the DMV, he's a slap. Like, that's where we're going.
No. It's like, so let's say, like, you know, I'm just saying, like, I'm making this up. Let's say I'm again, it's a completely made up scenario. Let's say the Packers are a public side and Devontae Adams drops a touchdown at the end of the game. Like, I didn't bet the Packers, but some people did. Devontae Adams is a slap.
Right, like Mason Crosby, if the game had landed differently on Sunday, would be a perfect example of that. There we go. Sure. Okay,
great. Anyway, yeah, that's how the sausage is made here on You Better You Bet. That's great. All right, it moved. Line movement. Let's talk about Big Ben and Big Geno. Seahawks and Steelers, Ken, what can you tell us Sunday Night Football?
Hopefully there's a baseball game on that night. That's what I can tell you. Steelers,
I'm excited for this game. I think it's gonna be low-key. Like,
this is such a you game. This is like the perfect game for you to be like, I don't care what the NFL game is, I'm so much more into it than like everything else that's going on. Yeah. I just can't be like that with this game. I'm sorry. The total remains extremely low, 42.5. I don't think that's surprising to anybody with Geno Smith and Ben Roethlisberger. Maybe it is, because the Seahawks have, by statistics, the worst defense in the league by far, and actually a couple categories. So maybe you want to play a contrarian over in the game. I don't know. Haven't really thought about the total yet. Kind of seemed eyeballed. It looked right to me versus my number. But the Steelers have taken a bunch of money, and the line has moved in their direction as, I guess, people become more and more bearish on the idea of Geno Smith starting a football game. Steelers opened 3.5. That was the opening number, which is funny because that was, you and I nailed it. That was our guess off the Thursday night game between the Seahawks and Rams when we tried to project what this line would be before it opened. We were like 3.5, I think makes a lot of sense. Well, apparently we were low, and the market has determined it needs to be more than that. Pittsburgh currently a 5-point consensus favorite everywhere. So again, 5 with a total of 42.5, a low total game with a big favorite. The win probability projection for Pittsburgh in that game, very high. I would imagine their money line, I haven't actually checked it recently, but probably a little bit higher than a normal favorite of that degree. So Pittsburgh out to 5.
I'm going to try and find that money line here. So, Ken, I'll filibuster for a second. I'm going to get this in a second here. So, Pittsburgh's money line coming up on Sunday night, -225 is a 5-point favorite, Ken.
Sure. Yeah, that's a little, I would say for five, it's probably like a little bit high. I know like four, 4.5, maybe we see like 190, 200 a lot of the time.
It feels high.
One other money line that I know was like getting aggressively bet early in the week, and I don't know if it's changed. Miami was definitely one. Like once it got to 3.5, I feel like everyone was like, okay, screw it, money line. Like 170, 180. Like, let me just bet this.
Yeah, Miami 3.5 minus 182 at Bet Rivers.
Yeah, just it kind of just makes sense, honestly. Like, I'm sure it settled a little bit from Sunday night and Monday morning. That was a very funny reaction. It was almost like all the shoppers showed up to buy Miami minus 3, and it was like, sorry, we're sold out. And they were like, they all paused for a second. They go, but what about the money line? Like, what's the money line at for them to beat Jacksonville when we think 2 is going to play again? But yeah, Pittsburgh out to 5 is obviously the notable news there.
Now, I know that the spread is a smidge higher, but just for context, the Pittsburgh minus 225 on the money line is a 5-point favorite against the Seahawks. And I understand one's at home and one's on the road. The Packers are 4.5 at the Bears. Green Bay is minus 200. Just for context here, just to compare the two. Yeah. Let's see if we can fit one more in here in the segment, Ken, and then we can do the rest to close hour number one. What can you tell us? A really interesting game, like really interesting injury situations for both these teams early in the week. The Browns and the Arizona Cardinals, with Cliff Kingsbury ruling out Arizona starting center Rodney Hudson, who's absolutely been a beast this season for them. A bunch of Cleveland players are going to be on the injury report, at least to start the week. We'll see how it kind of goes tomorrow, Thursday, and Friday. But what can you tell us about the total and even the side where we've seen a little movement here with the Browns and the Cardinals?
Sure. I was the person holding an Arizona plus 3 during Monday's show, being like, sorry, guys, like it's not available anymore. Unless we get a bad injury report, I don't think it's going to come back again. Like, I think plus 3 was definitely a bet worth making, but I was kind of alone on an island. By the time we did the show, it was gone, and it was 2.5 basically, you know, for the last 48 hours. And now I would imagine, hinging mostly on the injury news that you just mentioned, Hudson and then Chandler Jones on the COVID list for Arizona, we're starting to see threes back in a lot of places. I think we're going to end up in a 3-110 situation like we were when the number opened on Sunday night. And that's obviously due to Arizona having their rating dip a little bit, missing potentially two key players, but obviously their starting center. We've also seen the total drop in this game under 50. This was an over that my kind of first, when we did like pencil pen, I think I like penned the over. I hadn't bet it yet, but I was like very interested in it. Just it like kind of stood out to me like, oh, only 50 in this game. And now we're seeing the number come down, you know, potentially maybe as a result of the offensive line injury. Could just honestly midweek just be interest in one side versus the other. I also, excuse me, I haven't checked the weather for this game yet, but we're down to about 49.5 in the Arizona Cleveland total. That's where we sit right now.
Yeah, and look, I think we're starting to get to that time of the calendar, right, where we could start seeing like some win situations in Cleveland. Is Cleveland's Lake Erie, right?
Are they Lake Erie? I was trying to think.
I think so. Well, Lake Michigan is Chicago, right? That's where the Bears, the wind's off Lake Michigan. I'm pretty sure Cleveland is off the shores of Erie, right?
the early Sunday forecast, average wind speed 20 gusts more than that.
Great.
So here we go again, buddy.
Honestly, like the Browns may pulverize them if that's what, because they're just going to run the ball the entire game. Okay, so we'll see what the weather has in store for us coming up on Sunday. Coming up next, we close out hour number one of You Better You Bet with more It Moved, including the Vikings and the Panthers, the total.
Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/RS10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/RS10 today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It's Nick Costos and Ken Barkley on You Better You Bet from BetQL.
Gaggle of guests coming up in 20 minutes. Matt Moore, Brian Baldinger, Joe Giglio, and Brett McMurphy. But until we get to the gaggle of guests coming up to start hour number two at 4 p.m. Eastern, we have to continue getting you caught up to speed on the latest line movements in the National Football League. We, meaning me, Nick Costos, and your favorite handicapper's favorite handicapper, Ken Barkley, a.k.a. Locky Lockers. And Ken, we've already talked about the spread with the Vikings and the Carolina Panthers. We touched on it yesterday with Minnesota moving from a short road dog to a short road favorite on the road in Carolina. What about the total with Minnesota and Carolina?
As Minnesota's continued to take money, and you know, there's basically minus one, juiced minus one in a couple places. The total in the game has now started coming down as well. And you know, this is a game, I think we've only talked about it a little bit so far on the show. Obviously, you were not on Monday. We've kind of waited for the market to take shape a little bit. We don't have a lot of injury information yet, whether it's, you know, Shaq Thompson, for example, one of Carolina's best defensive players. This seems like the type of move to me that indicates maybe we get some of those injured players back on Carolina's defense. That's how it strikes me. And then correct me if I'm wrong, Minnesota's been playing a little short on defense, right, too. Anthony Barr hasn't been, did he end up playing last week? I know he missed a couple weeks ago. And he's been dealing with an injury. So, you know, I think maybe it's just, it could be a defensive health injury situation. Could just be just sharp interest in the game, honestly, betting the game under the total. Carolina obviously has played, you know, several, we have several data points of them against not like Dallas, for example, like an uber elite offense where the game tends to be slower pace, lower scoring. That's been reflected in a lot of the games that they played so far. So it could be against, again, not a Dallas type team. That's where people want to go. Total in the game has dropped. There's a couple 46s, but 46 and a half. Now the consensus number in the market on Panthers and Vikings.
All right, so that's the Vikings-Panthers total. Ken, let's go to the total. And we touched on kind of the points, but already in the game, we talked about Survivor. With Tua Tagovailoa looking likely to start for the Dolphins in London against Urban Meyer and the Jaguars, what has that meant for the total here with the Dolphins and the Jags?
I think another kind of intuitive move, right? If this, the funny thing about doing this segment, Nick, is the more, especially last year, the more that we did it, it's like, oh, well, well, of course that would happen once the news, almost all reactive, right? It's not predictive. It's just news or information comes out and the market adjusts to what we all now know as news and information that's going to hit the market. So we had that report, you broke it as breaking news during the show yesterday, I believe, that Tua was taken off of injured reserve, meaning that it seemed at least more likely that he was going to play. Now the expectation remains that he is going to start this game until we kind of hear otherwise, basically. That's how it's being treated in the media. And as you would imagine, okay, so maybe Miami becomes a little bit more valuable or a little more likely to win. That 3.5 I think is definitely going to hold now or increase as we get a little bit later in the week. Even my number with Tua playing, I mentioned before, was about 5.5 with Miami. We've also seen the total, I say skyrocket. I mean, it's currently 47, but we have to keep in mind this is a total that opened 44.5 and basically like didn't move very much at first, only went up about a half point at open. As we've started to get more and more, I guess, bullish on the idea Tua is going to play, or as people get more comfortable with that idea or more confident it's going to happen, then the total just increases rapidly. So 47 is where we sit right now, a 2.5 point move from the opener, even on Sunday night. That is one of the largest total moves we've had so far.
You know, I get it that like if Tua is going to play, like obviously like in theory, his ceiling is higher than Jacoby Brissett. Dolphins can score more points. I kind of liked this over like when this game first opened. Like Miami's defense, and I understand that like Trevor Lawrence is not Tom Brady and like the Jaguars are not the Buccaneers. This Dolphins defense just got napalmed last week by Tampa. Like this has been a disappointing defense kind of all
season. And by Indianapolis too. Indianapolis ran all over them.
And you said it this kind of offseason, right? You know, when we talked about the Dolphins quite a bit was, you know, and I was kind of bullish on them. It looks like I was extremely wrong on the Dolphins, was like the turnover luck is bound to regress for Miami. It looks like that's happened. And the defense is kind of falling apart here. And like to Jacksonville's credit, you know, they've been able to move the football in some of these games, whether it's the game at Cincy where Lawrence gets stopped at like the 1-inch yard on the 1-inch on that fourth and goal. Last week, they had a ton of yards against the Titans and like didn't punch it in for touchdowns on a couple of possessions. The Arizona game comes to mind as well. I feel like whether Tua plays or not, I kind of like this over. I mean, now that it's been up to 47, maybe like that gives me a little pause. I feel like the opener was kind of bad, Ken. And I don't like say stuff like that often, but I don't know. This kind of intuitively to me felt like a higher scoring game.
And not maybe even not like it's wrong, but just if it was going to move, there was only one direction. Like this wasn't going to go down to 42. You know, it wasn't going to be that kind of a game, I feel like. So even if the opener wasn't like that far off, if you were just trying to get in early in the week with the idea that you could get closing line value, like I think you would bet the over in the game just like, okay, maybe I don't get any, maybe it stays.
I may bet over 47.
Right. That's kind of what I mean. Like it didn't even have to be so obviously wrong, but just sometimes you can kind of just ask yourself, like just again, probability, like what is more likely to happen? The number moving up or down, and even just making decisions based on that, even if you don't even like have a good feel for the game, just where is this number likely to go? What news is likely to come out this week? When that number opens Miami -3 on Sunday night, if you like, just put yourself in that position, like you're at your computer, you know, it's the Sunday night game's about to start. Carrie Underwood singing, you know, openers are popping in a lot of places, updated openers in a lot of sports books. And you see Miami -3 Jacksonville, just kind of ask yourself, like, what are we likely to learn about this game this week? There are basically two things that you would be very likely to learn. One is Tua is returning. Two is that Urban Meyer is no longer the coach of the Jacksonville Jaguars. And at least in a 1 week situation going to London, that would be bad. We probably wouldn't learn that. But Tua was a very reasonable, likely thing to happen. Even if you didn't like the game, even if you didn't make a number on the game, just ask yourself, like, where was this number going to go during the course of the week? Only toward Miami. Where was the total going to go once that happened? Only up. Yeah, I don't know if it was going to move 2.5 points necessarily, but sometimes that's just a good way, especially like the openers, like Sunday night, like just a good way to think about how lines move. It's not that there's like an avalanche of millions of dollars coming in. The limits are incredibly low. It's just like, you know, numbers moving based on like reasonable assertions, reasonable guesses about the information that we're going to get during the week.
I do think Jacksonville at some point, maybe it's the Sunday, maybe it's not, I do feel like they're sitting on like a pretty like monster point total, maybe not like 40. But they've come so close in a couple of weeks here, like they're having like high 20s, like low 30s, mid 30s. Like it's going to happen at some point sooner rather than later. And like Lawrence has got to improve like his accuracy a little bit. Like, and I know this because I have Shenault in a bunch of fantasy leagues, but like miss Shenault on a touchdown pass towards the end. Shenault's wide open and like Lawrence can't get him the ball on the goal line. So like I think this is stuff that's going to like positively regress at some point for the Jaguars. Maybe that's going to take Urban Meyer's ouster to get them there. We'll see. And you know, maybe we'll end up playing the over in this game on Sunday coming up. We'll give our picks obviously on Friday and then once again on Sunday morning. You better you bet BetQL. Wonderful Wednesday. Nick Costos, Ken Barkley. It moved. Line movement you need to know about as we head into week 6 in the National Football League. And Ken, the first game coming up in week 6 is tomorrow night, Thursday night. And Tampa's come off 7. Now Tampa, Ken, at BetRivers, just a 6.5-point favorite against Philadelphia. Are you surprised by this move? And what is your expectation for where we might see this line ultimately land tomorrow night?
I think there's just going to be trepidation or maybe some disagreement in the market about this game. And it's, I think, almost entirely due, obviously, to the condition that Tom Brady is going to be in when he plays the game. Like all of the information that we have is obviously that he's going to play. And it's he said today it's not a serious injury to his hand. It's like a pain management situation, basically, his right hand, which he injured in the first half against the Miami Dolphins last weekend. I think that's literally the only thing that's preventing this line from not like going crazy, but even becoming like a juiced 7, even like a 7.5 for Tampa Bay in the game. I honestly think, like, you tell me it's healthy Brady, there's just a 0% chance this number can be under 7. That's the frustrating part, because I bet at 6.5 on Sunday night being like, I know I have something good here. Like, I just know that I do. And it would take something very, very crazy for me not to. Now it looks like this number, if you're asking me to guess, where does it close? 7, but maybe like a cheap 7 for Tampa, like a 7 even or like a 7 -105. I just think it's really unlikely this number can hold here unless we get even more information. Like maybe during the pregame show, we're shooting Tom Brady and he's throwing the ball and wincing all the time. And then we get reporting that he's like taking injections or like, I don't know, whatever his like avocado toast with special drugs in it for his hand or whatever his trainer is going to prescribe. Like, just who knows? But in terms of where we're going, Right. In terms of where we're going, we're going to need a lot more reporting about Brady being in worse shape than we think for this number to drop, I think. And even just as an example, just use some of the closing spreads in Tampa's games so far this year. Like, if Tampa's going to be 8.5-9 against Dallas on opening night, they can have all the defensive injuries in the world. With that offense, they're not going to be 6.5 here unless people have, you know, concern about the condition of Tom Brady.
But if Brady's going to be healthy, like, I have a hard time thinking that this game does not go like well over 52. Cause I feel like this is going to be like, it's going to be like Chiefs Eagles where, you know, Eagles are going to be able to hang. Eagles are going to be able to score some points against like an injured, like bad Tampa secondary, but the Bucks are just going to be able to name their score in this game.
Well, Chiefs Eagles are Cowboys Eagles. You have two data points already. We're just passing offenses that can put up points. That
have boom, boom, receiving boom, boom, yeah. boom. And like, you're done. Like you, like, right. like you can score and still not cover because they're just going to score a billion points. So
I totally agree. You know, in case people are curious, you might be like, well, what if it's a New England spot? Like, we're getting into the fall, like rain, like Brady starts kind of throwing it off a little bit. Weather's supposed to be, we actually have no games right now that will feature precipitation as of right now. Now it's Wednesday, so that can obviously change. But again, we're starting to get into like this month, especially November, but even October, we start to see really crazy stuff happens. We got a lot of games in the Midwest. We're kind of through hurricane season, so the Florida stuff's over, but like Seattle all the time can be a disaster. And it looks like right now, no precipitation to have to worry about. It just seems like the wind in Cleveland, there's a couple other spots where it might be dicey. We don't really know yet, but kind of seems like a pretty calm weather week, and that includes the Thursday night game. Tampa's going to be able to like run their pass offense and air it out. We already have two games of the Eagles facing teams like this. Neither one went well whatsoever. Like as much as something can go poorly, that's how those two games went poorly for the Eagles defense.
And remember what we've done kind of in these games where Philly's going to be, you know, going to have to throw to keep up. Under Miles Sanders, and like it's the Bucks anyway, and like maybe Philly will do what Miami did, which was smart, and they just like don't even try to run the ball against Tampa because like you can't, because Vita Vea is just unbelievable.
Yeah, I wonder if maybe Sirianni, do you think we'll get a predict? I'm curious, as you do more research on the game, do you think we'll get a predictable offensive approach, or is he just going to throw more wild cards in there? We have no idea what's going to happen.
I feel like if I only had a brain, like right? don't even try running the ball. Like I can't wait to see what Miles Sanders number opens at tomorrow on BetRivers. Like it should be like 42.5. It really, and I'd take the under really. Like I feel like if one of the Eagles running backs is going to do anything, it'll be Gainwell, because at least he does something in the passing game. So interesting game coming up tomorrow. Ken, let's close with this. Hour number one with this. We have a pair of teams out the 4-point favorites. One is a home team, one is a road team. Bengals out to 4 on the road at Detroit, and Denver out to 4 at home against Rich Bisaccia and the Las Vegas Raiders.
Yeah, and then both of these moves, the other ones that we've reported on so far, I think I'm like either on a side where it moved in my direction, I'm very happy about it. These are two games that I have not bet, and I'm not sure I agree necessarily with either of them. It's interesting, right? Like I feel like any Detroit opponent the rest of the year, all you're going to hear is the same thing. We had Joey Kanish on yesterday. He said it as well. Like just so many Detroit injuries. They just keep stacking up, like more guys hurt. And so they're going to become less valuable. People are going to want to bet on their opponent. I'm going to guess, I have not seen a Joe Burrow update, but this would be the type of move that would occur when people know that he's good and Detroit's, you know, injury report on Wednesday looks absolutely terrible, their practice report. So guessing that's partly to blame. Not sure I agree with that. Denver Vegas, I have less of an explanation for other than just like general interest in fading the Raiders, whatever the impact of Gruden not going to be there is. Now that's just my
give me the Raiders, baby.
I haven't just talked cover, to anybody. Baby. Yeah, I haven't talked to anybody that's like that's why we're betting the Raiders or Broncos or anything. But that's just kind of my guess. Is like I don't think Denver's more valuable, or even the difference between the teams in this one game spot is larger. So I have less of an explanation for that move, honestly. And I kind of might disagree with it just in a one game situation, not the rest of the season, but like the Raiders really can't cover 4 against Bridgewater, like in a division game. Like, are we really?
I mean, with Judy Hamler, I'd be like, maybe.
Yeah but the current condition of the Broncos, I mean, they're one of the more beat up teams that we have in the league right now.
That's exactly right. All right. So that's it moved. All the notable line movements. We head into week number 6. Obviously, full power hour with picks tomorrow for the Bucks and the Eagles. Hour 1 done. Hour 2 for you coming up on the other side. And we start with our gaggle of guests. Coming up next hour, Joe Giglio, Brian Baldinger. And we start with Matt Moore.
It's You Better You Bet from BetQL. For the latest line movement and edges to beat the spread, download the BetQL app today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.